Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Samach Beis, and we continue in Perek Klal Gadol. Perek Klal Gadol, all about the different malachas. We're going through each of the malachas. If you remember, back in the Bavli, there's only two daf. There's two daf, Ayin Gimel through Ayin Hey, about all the Lamates malachas, and throughout the Masechta after that, there's bits and pieces, Perek Habona, Perek Ha'orig, later on. But right after the Mishnah, there's only two daf here. We have more than that. As we have a couple of dafim that talk about all the different malachas. So we're within the malacha of Bishul, Samach Aleph Amabez. Again, we could spend the next 10 shiurim on Bishul B'Shabbos, but we're not going to. Samach Aleph Amabez, we spoke about Bishul is violated with any of the ways that one cooks. Cooks, roasting, smoking, frying, any of the ways that one creates Bishul. One violates. We know that the Bishul D'Araisa is if one uses any of these methods, the Gemara outlines that it also applies to non-food items, right? If somebody melts metal through fire, right? What's the definition of Bishul? If it's making something edible, no, that can't be the definition because, you know, metal is not becoming edible. So Bishul has to be changing the, essence of an item through the medium of heat, something like that, right? Changing the essence of an item. So it could be make it edible, it could be making it soft, it could be making it hard, however one does, but that's really the definition of Bishul. And as we saw earlier in the Masechta, remember we spoke about Bishul in the third parak and the fourth parak, because those were all the Bishul Durabanan context, Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. The Mishnah a lot about Bishul B'Shabbos, we had some earlier also, but there's some later on also about Bishul Achar Bishul. But Bishul D'Araisa is, as we know, going from pre to post edibility. Machol ben Jusai. If somebody makes takes a food that is totally raw and inedible, and then uses heat to make it edible, right, passes it over, Machol ben Jusai, right, ben Jusai, the bandit used to eat on the run, and he only ate things that were just barely cooked. So if somebody passes that line, that threshold, that would be Bishul D'Araisa. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether Machol ben Jusai means a half cooked or a third cooked. Half cooked or a third cooked. Also interesting discussion in the Achronim, how do you determine half and a third cooked? Like some people, you know, it's different eating habits. And how do you determine that? So the Chazon Ish has a line where he says, it's hard to know that if you go by, let's say it takes 2 hours to cook. Take 2 hours to cook. So if you go by half cooked, so then half cooked is an hour, and then a third cooked is gonna be 40 minutes. Is that how it's gonna work? Or we know that sometimes it goes much faster in the second half of the cooking. Like going from totally raw to making it of the first half, and then the second half is much faster because it's already softer. So it's a little tricky to figure out exactly half or a third. We generally don't go near and try to say, okay, I'm only going to make it, before that. We learned earlier that you're not allowed to put a food into a place where it's going to become cooked, even if I have plans to remove it beforehand. That's an issa d'rabbanan, of putting it in that, situation. But that's machlo ben drusoi. There is another machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Is there still Bishul D'Araisa even after Machol Ben Drusai up until Mavushal called Sarcho? Right? What if it's edible, but now it's not fully cooked? I'm going to make it fully cooked. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether that is Bishul D'Araisa. Okay, we discussed that a little bit in the past. Again, let's move on, and maybe we'll talk about Bishul again. Bishul B'Chami Tveria, that's what we're up to. About 8 lines from the bottom, Samach Aleph Mabes. Bishul b'chami tveria ma'u. What happens if I cook in chami tveria? So we discussed this already in the third parak when we had the Mishnah about the people of Tveria that brought the pipe through the hot springs and they heated it on Shabbos. Is that like water that was heated on Shabbos? So what happens if someone cooks b'chami tveria ma'u? Chizki amar aser, Rabbi Yochanan amar mutter. Machlokas aser or mutter. And there's a machlokas rishonim about this machlokas. Meaning, is this machlokas on a daraisa level or a drabana level? Right, some say that this machlokas is for sure at most it's drabanan chami tveria. Is there an issa drabanan because tveria is chami tveria is not chama, right? It's not fire in the normal sense, and therefore maybe there's no you need a source of fire for bishul d'araisa. So maybe the whole thing is drabanan whether your goes there. And others say no, it's a machlokas d'araisa. It sounds like from this gemara that it's a machlokas d'araisa. That's the pashup shot because of the next line of the gemara. If it's Durabanan, it will be very difficult to understand the next line of the Gemara. But, so let's assume it's Daraisa for now. Machlokes Chizkiah said it's Aser, even though Aser, we know Aser, if you say Aser versus Chayiv, but you don't always know whether Usser is in contrast to Chayiv, unless you have both Lashonos there. Chayiv is Daraisa, Usser is Darabanan, Mutter is Mutter. You don't know whether Usser means Daraisa Darabanan unless it's in context. So here it's not that you can't bring me a Raya from. So the Machlokas Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Mana, Aslos the Kesarin, I went to Kesaria, Vishamish Rabbi Zrikan, Vishem Chizkiya. And I asked, I heard him say, L'chizki, according to Chizkiya, who says it's Usser, what happens if you have a carbon Pesach that was cooked in Chamit Tveria? We know a carbon Pesach must be roasted, not cooked. If it's roasted, it ruins it. And if I roast my carbon Pesach, I ruin it. I got to find another carbon Pesach. Right? You can't, once it's roasted, it's roasted. So the question is, what if I roasted cooked my carbon Pesach? I cooked my carbon Pesach, meaning what is the difference between cooking and roasting? Liquid. Liquid. Right? Sli, which it has to be, Kiyim Sliyesh, Parsha's bow, right? Kiyim Sliyesh, it has to be roasted on a spit and not cooked in a pot. What happens if I cooked my Karban Pesach in Chamei Tveria? Is that called cooking or not? Right? If it's called cooking, so then it ruins the Karban Pesach. And therefore you have to throw in another one. If it doesn't, it's not really called cooking. So it sounds like this is a Daraisa issue. If it's a Darabanan issue, what's the whole Shaila? If the whole thing is for sure only Darabanan, Midaraisa is not called Bishol, then for sure it's not a problem for Karban Pesach. So the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara, of this Gemara, sounds like the issue before is a Machlokas on a Daraisa level. Also, some Achronim point out, we're not really talking about a Karban Pesach cooked in Chamei Tveria, because a Karban Pesach can't be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, or Yerushalayim. Can't be taken out of the Yerushalayim in terms of eaten, right? Because it's a Kachi Kalim. Kachi Kalim has to be in Yerushalayim. What do you mean? Chamei Tveria? That's pretty far. Right, that's pretty far from Yerushalayim. Even if you want to say that the walls of Yerushalayim are going to expand in the future when Mashiach comes, Chamei Tveria is pretty far. So it means in the category of Chamei Tveria, if you cook Karban Pesach in something like the category of Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, would that postulate? So Mao. So Trein Amar Ron. So Chad Amar Asur V'Chad Amar Mutter. Machlokas. Chad Manda Amar Asur. The one who says Asur would say Al Toch Levimenu Na Uvashal Mevushal B'Mayim. Don't eat it Na. No means semi-cooked, or basham mavushal b'mayim, or cooked. L'maisa, this is cooked. L'maisa, this is included in basham mavushal. It's cooked, and therefore, it would be a problem. Uman damar mutter, according to the one that says mutter, ki im sli'esh, rosho akrav al kirbo. It has to be roasted fully. This isn't roasted. Right, and therefore, if the one who says mutter, this isn't roasted, I'm sorry, this is not cooked yet, it could still be called roasted if you would roast it now. Ki imsliesh, right? Look at the carbon aida. Mashma de bishol nami dafka haba me'esh usser. Only bishol that comes from esh. Sli, you need it sliesh, not bishol esh. But this isn't bishol esh. This is bishol something else, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So that is the machlokes. What would Chizkiah say? Remember the amazing lashon, one of my favorite Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that it has to be roasted whole, as we know that. And the Rambam writes, and after you roast it whole, you roast it, you get it ready, and then you take out the Gitanasha, and then you eat it. Meaning the Rambam says that you roast it with the Gitanasha. And the Ravid writes there that if I would have that Korban Pesach of the Rambam, I'd take it and I'd throw it on the floor. Shomto Bakarka. Shomto Bakarka Bafanov. Why? Korban Pesach. Okay, whole is whole, but you can't roast it with the Gidanusha, where the Tom might be Bolea in, and the Rama won't answer back. Ain't Begidim and Osei Tom, and there's nothing enough to worry about the Tom of the Gidanusha, or the same Hashem that told you that Gidanusha is Usser says that you have to roast the Karban Pesach whole. And so there could be ways to explain that. But that is a lot to talk about with the Karban Pesach of the roasting of the Karban Pesach. Okay. Karban Pesach itself has many messages. Remember the Meshachachma in Bahaloscha. You know, one would have expected this Meshachachma to be in Parshas Bo, where Karban Pesach comes up, but it's in Bahaloscha, where Pesach Sheni comes up. He talks there about the importance and the only carbon that has a makeup time. That's a makeup time in terms of Pesach Sheni. We don't want anybody to lose the opportunity. Karban Pesach is a symbol. It's a symbol of, it's the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. That's what he develops that idea there. Because you find throughout history, whenever the Jews were doing a big tshuva movement from Avodah Zarah, it was always surrounded about Karban Pesach. And that's why you have the unbelievable Havamin in the Medrash. And Rashi quotes it. Rashi quotes it. I've been having a medrash that it could be Yachol, a ger, when he converts, should bring Karban Pesach that day. Could be in the middle of, Cheshvan, right? Yachol, miyad, tamalomar, kager, kezrach, you don't. It's that Havamina, because it's about anti-Avodah Zarah. But the Beis Chachma has the amazing, possibility that let's say a ger converted on Erev Pesach, and he brought the Karban Pesach. Maybe he wouldn't have to bring his special karbanos of gerus, or the special karbanos, he had to bring one of ger. Every ger is, owes karbanos. Maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, you know, that's, he has to bring karbanos if he's alive at the time. Pashas, let's say, is alive. Like, everybody who ever owed a karban achatos is gonna have to bring it when Mashiach comes, millions and millions, or only the people that are alive that still owe the karbanos. I don't know, unclear. But, either way, that is, the karban Pesach according to the Meshech Chachma. Okay, Samach Beizom and Aleph, Kol Ilin Shiuraya. We have many Shiurim for Malachas, as we have touched on. Different Shiurim. Imla Ochlin Kagrogoris. The most popular Shiur is a Grogoris, a dried fig. If you carry something out for food, Grogoris. Imla Behema, if you're carrying something out for a Behema, Kimlo Piagdi. So you go by the average, the mouth, how much grass could fill a goat's mouth? Kimlo Piagdi. That's as much that is, significant. Im lavashel, if you take something out to cook, de lavashel beitzakala. It's enough to cook an easily cooked egg. Im laarog, if you're taken out to weave, right, because we're going to get into weaving soon. Im laarog, kimelo rochav hasit. Take out that word kuffel. If it's weaving, how much do you have to weave? How much string do you have to take out to weave? Enough to weave. Rochav hasit is the distance between your second and third finger. That's rochav hasit. Between your, right, the pointer, it's called, right, in the middle finger, the second and third finger, that's rochav hasit. Im latavos, but if how much the malacha of, you want to plan to spin it, not to weave, but to spin it into thread, kamalo rochav hasit kuffel. That's double that. And we assume the distance double between the second and the third finger is the difference between the thumb and the second finger. Right, so that's the measurement in halacha of rochav hasit kuffel, and, some mafarshim explain that really it's the same in terms of weaving versus spinning. Okay, hagodes is asemer. Next malacha, we have graduated from sidur depas. Sidur depas is the first 11, and then the next 13, I think, are what we. The Gemara doesn't have a lashon for this. The Gemara's lashon only is sidur depas. The Gemara categorizes the first 11. Right, the next 28 are not categorized by the Gemara, but Rav Ribiat, in his Sefer, he categorizes it and it makes a lot of sense. He has four processes that the Lamates Malachis are. Four processes. The second one is Sidur de Begadim, right? How to make, clothing, starting with Gozes. You go through the whole process all the way till Korea, right? Tofer Matir, all the way to Sidur de Begadim, so to speak. So the first one is Gozes. Ha Gozes es Atzemer. If somebody shears wool. Gozas Stam Mahu. What if somebody shears Stam without focusing? Right, we just said, shearing, and you're gonna get some thread, so if it's for weaving, it's this year, if it's for spinning, it's this year. What if you have no kavana? What if you have no kavana? Right, you're just shearing. Gozet stamau. So nishmini menado, you learn it from the following, which is gonna teach us that you basically go by the most common purpose. Go by the most common purpose. Nishmini menado, cause from the following braisa, hotzi dio, if somebody carries out ink, how much ink do you have to carry out? To bichayev, so impakolmis, if you carry it out in a quill, which is clearly you're using it because you want to write something, they lift off steosios, meaning that's because we didn't have anything in mind. You carried it out stam. So what do you go by? You go by the most common thing they use ink for. Using for writing. So that's why you go by two osios. V'im lahagi, if you brought it out with kavana, lihagi, to edit, not writing, but specifically for the unusual usage of editing, to edit even one letter. We'll talk about that by the Shem in the future when we get to more Kosev issues, that sometimes even editing one letter might be the malacha. But you see from there that if you don't have anything in mind, you go by the most common purpose. So to here, you'll go by the most common purpose for Tzemer as well. Tzemer as well. Good. Taman Taninan. We learned in a Mishnah in Bechoros. Bechoros. No Yerushalmi on Bechoros. So Taman Taninan, Hashochet, it's a Bechor, we know, a Bechor, the only carbon that's automatic, Bechor Behema Tahora, Bechor of a kosher sheep or a cattle or a cow, so that's automatically a carbon. There's an Isser of Giza Vavoda. There's not a lot of shear. have to shear a bechor, the wool. So Ashokhan has a bechor. If somebody's shechting the bechor, why would you be shechting the bechor? What if it got a mum? If it got a mum, then I'm allowed to shecht it. So Ashokhan has a bechor. If somebody's shechting the bechor, says the Mishnah, Osem makom lekofetz mekan umekan. So you're allowed to move away. So you want to shecht it. It's a hairy animal. You want to shecht it. You want to make sure that you shecht it properly. So you want to move the hair away. You move the hair here and there. Rashi, there in Bechoros and Afchav Dalid, Rashi says you're moving the hair away because you don't want to violate the problem of Chalada. Chalada, there are five psule shchita. The Gemara in Chulin talks about Ikur, Hagrama. So Chalada is shechting when you're going on for the word Chulda. Chulda is like a weasel. So a weasel goes under the dirt. So Chalada is that when you go under something. So you don't want to shecht with something on top of the knife. So that's why you want to get rid of the hair, because sometimes if you, let's say you're about to shecht, sometimes the hair is going to go above the knife, and that would be a problem. So, you're going to move the hair away. So, Tolish is a seir. The Mishnah even says you're allowed to pluck out some hair from the back of the animal. Let it pluck out some hair. If there's an isser of giza, it's an isser of shearing, you let it pluck out some hair. But you could pluck it out, you gotta leave the hair with the rest of the hair still on the back of the animal. So it doesn't look like, people don't see that you did that. But you're allowed to pluck it out if you need to, in order to shecht. Tosfos there in Bechoros Daf Chav Dalet notes that there's an isser of shearing any karbon, not just Bechor. So why does the Mishnah tell us this halacha about you're allowed to pluck some out if you need to shech properly? Why did it tell us about Bechor on Bechara only? So the Gemtosas there gives a couple of pshatim. Mitam zeh nami nakad Bechara v'lo stam kachim. Why? Lefisha kachim nishchatim ba'azara. Yesham sakinim mizumanim vein svichim asiyas makam. You have knives there. Kofitz is like a big knife. Maybe you need more room. So there are plenty of regular knives in the Beis HaMikdash by Karbanas, but a Bechor you might be shechting somewhere outside, right? Because that's, once it gets a mum, then, you know, it's yours. Oh, yesh lo v'dokha Bechor lefisha noig bezman hazeh. It's the only carbon that's noig bezman hazeh, possibly, right? If you didn't sell some of the, parents. V'gam derech lios simro gadol. Because many firstborns have a lot of long hair. Why? Because you wait till it gets a mum. So maybe it's grown a lot. You're not allowed to shear it by other carbonas when it's animals, it's young. Or if it's not a carbon, obviously. But mitoksha masha usuachipo bomum. So that's an interesting day of the Tosfos that it's, you know, it's very probable and, common that the Bechor has a lot of wool. The ode, fourth answer, mishum delav de lo sagos bevcharksiv. Because the explicit pasuk in the Torah is like lo sagos Bechor sonechas by Bechor. Okay, four answers. Tosfos, Bechor, eschav, dalad, and abeis. Why this halacha has taught to me about Bechor and not by other karbanos. L'chein atolish is aseir liros makomum. Or what if somebody, if you have an expert, right, you have to check, as we know, you have to bring it to a Talmud Chacham who is a baki in mumin to know whether it's a mum kavua or a mum over to know whether you can shech the animal. So what if you have to be, you're allowed to be toles, pluck out with your hand some of the hair in order to see the spot where the mum is. So what do you see from here? That Talisha, plucking out some hair, it's going to be, is mutter for this Zorach. So we're going to compare this still for Shabbos. Rabbi Yila, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rish Lakish says that what's mashma from this Mishnah? Hatolish min hakachim pater. Sounds like if you're tolish, right, with your hands from kachim, you are, it's pater. Why? Because plucking out with hands is considered something unusual, not a normal way of plucking, right? You don't use a machine. Usually when you shear, you use a machine or a clipper. Right, that would be normal. So if you're only using your hands, that would be at most an isser drabanan. Right, your potter, there's no isser there. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Reish Lakish Kedaita. Reish Lakish is following his shita. This palga natolish bekachim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Reish Lakish and Lakish Amar Potter. So you see, Reish Lakish holds against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says if you pluck it out with your hands, it's still going to be daraisa. Reish Lakish says potter. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy Mechalfa Shitasi the Shem and Lakish seems to be a stira. Right, why did we bring this here for the following? It seems to be a steer within Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish just said that if you pluck out with your hands, it's not normal plucking, and it's not going to be an Issa Daraisa. So what about the following? Hilchas Shabbos. We're comparing Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Giza's Kachim. This Palgun, Hatolish, Kanaf, Ba'of. If somebody plucks out a feather of a bird, Hamarta, and then I pull the hairs off of the feathers, Va'akotzma, and then I cut it to the size that I need, for what I'm going to use it for. Chayim Mishum Shalosh. There are three Isurim that you violated there. The next seven words we're going to skip. We're going to put it in a little bit later. Hatolesh, what are you chayiv? Right, this is based on the Bavli has this lashon. Hatolesh chayiv mishum gozeis. Well, when I plucked out the feather, that's gozeis, that's shearing. Hamorta, when I take out the hair from the feather, chayiv mishum mochik, that's smoothing. I'm smoothing the animal. That's the malacha memachik. Hakotma, and when I cut it, chayim mishamach mepatish. And when I cut it to the size that I want to use it for, I make it usable, that's mach mepatish. Question mark. What do you see from there? That just plucking tolesh is going to be chayiv. That's an isidaraisa. And this is Reish Lakish talking. Right? So, what do you mean? By gizav kachim, it's not true. So, you might have answered, don't compare hilchas gizav kachim to hilchas Shabbos. That's not what the Gemara does though. The Gemara says, don't compare sheep and birds. That's the Gemara's answer. So now we put in the line that we skipped. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Ribun, v'lo pligin. No, there's no stira here. Dilo damya. Ov she'ein lo giza tilishasa hi gizasa. A bird doesn't get shorn, right? A bird is normal to pluck out with the hands. That's what Reish Lakish would say by the bird. That's daraisa. Bramhacha eino chayev et she'yagus. But by a sheep, that's only if you use a kli, and that's considered normal in that case. Teda lachal prove to you, chukain, tatani talash ben amisa, chayiv. If somebody plucks something from a dead animal, that's chayiv, tlishasa, zuigizasa, because that's called normal. Anything that's called normal, would be chayiv. There is a discussion, remember there's a Mishnah later on in Masechta Shabbos that talks about cutting nails, right? Right? The Mishnah in Shabbos, where is that? Around Sadi Gimel or so? Right, talks about cutting nails. Machlokes tanoim. When you cut nails with a clipper, are you going to be chayiv daraisa or not? It's around where the lashon. I'm going to find it now. Sadi Dalid. Here it is. Sadi Dalid. Yeah. Hanot al tziparn of zubazu. Obashina v'chein sarav v'chein svam. If somebody cuts their nails, bites their nails, so all of that. Reb Lazar says chayiv, and Chacham say no. It's drabanan. So, right, the Reb Lezer says chayiv, it's daraisa. The Rabbanan say no, it's drabana. Why do the Rabbanan say it's drabana? Reb Lezer says chayiv, the Chacham say it's a drabana because it's not the normal way of cutting nails. The normal way of cutting nails is with a kli. But Tosfos there says this whole discussion is only according to Reb Yehuda. Malach Shein Sricha Legufa is chayiv because you don't want what you are cutting. So that's Malach Shein Sricha Legufa. But the Gemara doesn't limit it. So they say Pasha's Rashi and the other Rishonim say no. The Malach of Gozes isn't only if you want what you are cutting, but what if you are tikun ha'etzbos? You are grooming. Grooming. If you are grooming, so then even if you don't want, maybe the issur is going to be making my nails beautiful. Right? Like we spoke about Bora a couple of days ago. That Bora might not be, the Balamar said it's a malacha shenisrich legufa, but other Rishonim say no. No, it's not, even though if you're taking out the psoles, it's tikun ha'ochel. Right, you want to fix what's in front of you, and that's what we even had a day in the Yerushalmi that you're not chayiv for borer unless you took out all of the psoles. If you have a bunch of jelly beans and you hate black ones, you took out four black jelly beans, but there's still seven of them there. Maybe there's no borer according to the Yerushalmi, right? Because there's still you didn't warm a stock in the ochel. If you say ma'isa brera, you did a ma'isa brera, but if it's tikkun ochel, maybe not. Okay, so here too, you might have a different definition of what gozeis is. Again, sorry that we have to just like touch a little bit here, a little bit there. We're like in and out, but we do what we have to do. Okay, hamalabino. Next one on the list. Malabino. Whitening, cleaning. So the Gemara says, Hahein de megafar al manin nechablin alika. If somebody megafar like gufris, it's like some type of a sulfur or soap that you use to clean your begadim from alika. So all of these, that's going to be malabin. Hada itza de sharka apa, a woman who paints her face, sharka apa, de sharka ma'azla, or paints some type of thread, that's going to be the, paints it, I guess, with something white cleaner, right? If you color it, that's going to be tzoveya. But if it's a whitening, then that could be the malacha of libun. Is there libun? If somebody washes their hands, is that libun? That's not libun. You gotta wash your hands. That's surface dirt. But if somebody does it in a way that you want the color to be on there, so then, again, we don't know exactly what the painting is here, so that could be a problem. Hahein chaita, do you have chuta gopuma? Or if you have a tailor that puts a thread in his mouth in order to clean it, that could be the malacha malabein. Again, no liquid. No liquid on any beged on Shabbos. Even if some say, I'm just going to dab. I'm not going to rub. No, that's a problem, right? Somebody gets a little stain on the shirt. No liquid at all. No liquid at all on the Shabbos. Rav Kohen, b'shem Rabbanan Tekesairin, ham yantun chay mishum alambein. Machlokas, what a ham yantun is. It's some type of beged, a shirt, a belt, something. And if you, in the production of this beged, it is cleansed. It is cleaned. So chay mishum alambein, that would be part of the malacha of malambein. Good. Hamenafso. So there are a few malachas, very few, but there are a few malachas that hardly will ever come up in our homes, right? Let's say 33 malachas will probably come up in our homes very commonly, but there's a few not. So now we're going to get to a few that generally don't come. Hamanafso, combing raw fibers, right? That doesn't come up. Somebody, oh, what if you comb a shetel? That's generally not, we don't think that's manafso. But hamanafso. Hahein denafis siv, if somebody combs some type of fiber. Hutsin guma, raw fibers, chaimisha manafis. It's good. Hatsovo, coloring, that could come up. Hatsovo, dyeing. Matzvi eyes of a mishkan. What dyeing was in the mishkan? Shayim misharbitin bibehema. So the first day I hear, well, they used to hit the animals so that the animals would get black and blue marks and the skin would be redder. So then when they shech the animal, it would be red. But oros elim ma'adamim. Interesting. That day of, that's where the tzviya was from. The other mepharshim say there was tzviya in other contexts. The Bavli has other suggestions. Amr Rav Yossi, hada amra, hosa chabura, v'nitzra badam chayef. Oh, what do you see from Rav Yossi says? It must be that if you make a chabura, it's gonna be, and it makes a color, you're gonna be chayef. What's the pashup shot of this Gemara? Pashup Gemara is that making a black and blue mark and making the blood, the skin red, is the malacha of tzoveya. Chovel is soveya. We had a Gemara earlier, and we're going to have a Gemara in two lines from now also, that doesn't give that impression, right? We know the malacha of chovel is an isser da'araisa, wounding on Shabbos. Which malacha is it? Which malacha is it? Not clear in Shas. Well, maybe there are some lines that are clear. This line sounds like soveya. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos Kuv Zayin has two deyas. One of them is soveya. The most popular deya, Tosfos all over. Tosfos says, no, chovel is netilas neshama, shochet. Shochet. Right, shechting, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. Doesn't matter if you take the blood out. And the Rambam holds dush, mefarik. Right, dush or mefarik. So that's a little tricky here. The netziv in the Merome Sada on this line says, what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? He works to try to figure it out. What does the Rambam do with this Gemara? But let's continue. Hama'adim odem besafa chayev. If somebody makes their lips redder, chayev. The Karban Eda says, what's the chiddush? If you deepen an already existing color, that's also tzoveya. It's already red, so I'm just making it more red. No, that's also the malacha of tzoveya. Hamotzi dam, chayim mishum atil sashama shaboso makam. But if dam comes out, hamotzi dam, then that's the atil sashama. Right, that sounds like chovel is shochet, right, that line. So you got one line that sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, one line that sounds like Rashi. Nothing sounds like the Rambam. Right, so that you got to work on. Again, the Netziv works on that here. Again, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Hatzar Tzura. If somebody draws a picture, Arishin Chayim Mishum Kosev, Vashini Chayim Mishum Soveya. If you draw the outline of a picture, that's Kosev. If you then color it in, it's Soveya. There's a beautiful Chiddush, a very important Chiddush of the Stipler and the Kilos Yaakov and Simon Mem on Shabbos that talks about how do you know if it's Kosev or it's Soveya? If you draw a picture on a paper, how do you know if it's Kosev or it's Soveya? So he says, some things, if you write letters, then obviously it's kosev. If you color in a picture, that's soveya. But some things are not always so clear. So he says, if you are using the background, you're writing something, you just can't write in the air. So you're just using the background to whatever you're writing, that's kosev. If you are enhancing the background, that's soveya. That's the difference between the two. Is what you're doing creating something new, like you're drawing a picture. So then that would be, even if it's a stick figure, but that's what it's supposed to be, that's kosev, right? If you draw a picture. But if you're enhancing the background, not using the background, so then that's going to be tzoveya. That's his chiluk. Chitzer ba'aver or avar, different days. Is this aver? If you draw something and it's missing a limb, or avar, you're missing a piece of metal. If you put in the final blow. Hasochet v'machabes malacha achasin. Sochet, we mentioned this a few days ago. This chita of dash. Like squeezing out fruit, if you want to, what gets squeezed out. But then there's the schita of libun. If squeezing out of part of the libun process, that's one malacha. Tani Rabbi Shaul ben Osher Rabbi Lozer ben Brocha Omer Hatzaba and Shem Yerushalayim Hayosin Schita Malacha Befnei Atzma. The dyers of Yerushalayim a separate malacha. They had different people in the washing process. One soaking and one squeezing. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha holds that these are separate malachas. These are separate malachas. The of within libun, no. It's one's libun and one's squeezing. So I'll die to Rabbi Shaul Berosh, Rabbi Yochanan Broch, Abram Malachas Inun, Venisnei. So you're telling me it's two separate malachas? There should be 40 malachas, not 39. If you tell me libun is one and schita of libun is another, should be two? Where it says, Lo asin emisnei elamilan t'cholam amodibahen. You're right. But the Mishnah is only listing off the malachas that everyone agrees to. Period. Hahein da'aved chavlin. If somebody makes a rope, Hahein da'aved mamzer, somebody makes a belt, chay mishav tova. If you weave threads into these begadim, that's spinning, then yichai for tove, which is spinning at the threads. Hahein da'aved kunterin, if you make sacks, nafan machzalan, chay mishav mesech. If somebody makes sacks, the first step of making sacks, stretching the threads that you're going to use, that's mesech. Mesech, we'll see, is, again, one of those malachas that doesn't come up too often unless you're weaving. Pulling the ropes or the threads onto the loom, that's mesech. So when you start making these sacks, it's going to be a problem. Hada itza. So this woman, kan mishtia bekubia, when you mount the threads, and again, there are pictures in all the picture books, and if you mount the threads to the through the loops, misham maschis, that's mounting. That's mesech. Kadyava kadma, when you put it through the heddles, right, those little holes that are closer to you on the loom, mishos a button, that's batinirin. Kad mekima, when you set up the loom in the first place, loan mishabonet, that's building, right, which seems like yesh binyan bekalim, which is a big machlokas, right, it's the Yerushalmi here seems to be holding, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky points that out, there's binyan bekalim. Kamachya, and when you actually weave, mishamoreges, that's weaving. Kamakata, Benimaya, when you cut the threads at the edge to make them even, mishum machateches, that's cutting to a measured size. Kad gamer malachta, when you finish, mishum makam epatish, when you finish up the final stages. Hahein da'aved kupin, if somebody's making baskets, so how do you make a basket? You take, imagine like a basket that goes around and around, with the, pieces and the reeds and whatever you're using. So hahein da'aved kupin, kad safar, when you do the bottom layer and you spread out the, wicker, whatever you're going to use, misha mesach, that's like spreading the threads on the loom, that's the first stage. Kan mechayet, and when you stitch the pieces together, mishum tofer, when you stitch the rows together, that's tofer, that is stitching together. Kaf, and when you stretch it around each other, then mishum bonet. That would be bona, again, yish bin yimakilim. Kan mechateh, and when you cut it to a measured size, mishum mechateh. Gamar malachto mishum makeh, Bipatish. That would be Magma Patish. One more. You know what? Let's stop there because we're running out of time. Hahein da'avad. Be'ez Hashem, we'll start with that next time as we talk about weaving and threading. And even if there's not lamaisa for us, we still learn these malachas.